Question for Dean, please raise your hand, we'll get you a mic. Go to Joe, third row right.
With training camp on the way, what are your goals, what are your priorities here as it begins?
Well, same basically as every year, obviously. We were going to make some tweaks, systematically. We want the guys to, get up to speed with those type of things. Obviously, we want to get into game shape as quickly as we possibly can, and it's a fine line now because, you practice 3 days and we're going to play 4 games in a row. tough to get, you got to have 8 veterans in every game, so it's a little bit of everything. Obviously, we want to make sure that we're ready. The nice thing for us at this point with having 1 year and a lot of guys that are coming back, they can teach themselves and teach the younger guys as much as we will as a coaching staff.
Go back right to Adam.
Don said that he doesn't often have nightmares, but when he did, it was about the goaltending. So he thought that they would want to make a change. How do you feel about what's in net heading towards the season?
I never have nightmares. No. Yeah, we're excited about, obviously we've just signed traded for another guy, and we're excited about our goaltending. Obviously, you guys know, and we've seen what Jet did at the end of the year, and we're extremely happy with the way Elvis is competing and battling, and the way he's conducted himself as a teammate. So we're real excited in that.
Go back center to Dave.
Almost felt like if you guys had an 85 game season last year, you're probably in the playoffs. But I know it's hard to keep momentum 6 months after a hot streak. But those final 6 games, what did you see in that team that you think you can carry over into October this year?
Well, it's funny because we just talked about it this morning as a staff, and we've put together our videos to show the guys, and each coach has a little or has his kind of department. Systematically, we were just like dialed in, and maybe that's because it was the end of the season. Maybe because we had a lot of the guys back, obviously, in those 6 games. So we were all on the same page, and that's what we'd like to continue here moving forward. That they were all dialed in with the systems, but they're working not only hard, but working together, and that's what we need to continue here and move forward.
Go to Hedge in the front right.
Dean, last year at this time, from an external standpoint, there were zero expectations for this team at all, and you guys finished 2 points short of the playoffs. Is it fair now this year to have playoffs as the expectation for you guys?
Stanley Cup's our expectation. That's what we want, right? We have to make steps in order to get there. And that first step is obviously to make the playoffs. And then, each round after that. Our expectations are to have a great season, make the playoffs, and then we want to, win the first round and then move forward. You guys put expectations. We want to see the guys compete every night, and then we'll see where we sit. Our guys have did a good job of staying focused in that regard. Everybody's kind of different in that regard where it's, some guys set goals, short-term, long-term, everybody's different. But end of the day, we don't know what's going to happen. So every night that we go out there and play, we play hard. Every day that we're training, we train hard. We get ourselves ready, put ourselves in a good position to have success.
Go to Mark here on the left.
Hey, Dean. So the preseason, this will be the last season, it'll be 7 games. Then you're going to go to, I think, 4 in the future. So how do you make sure you get the most out of the 7 games? And is it a good trend that it's going to be less preseason games in the future?
Yeah, I think so. First, it is difficult, especially with those 4 games, and not difficult, it's just a little bit more thinking involved and trying to, because you don't want guys playing 3 in a row, you want to just kind of space it out, and trying to get 8 veterans in each game, it's difficult to come up with that game plan. We've got a template of each game that we want to. That we have, and it'll get tweaked, obviously, with as we move forward. Are we excited about four games? Yeah, I think so. I think it'll give us better opportunity to have, you know, that practice time and that opportunity to, you know, really dial everything in, as I just said. Like, sometimes when you're playing, like, especially those four games, like, you're not a team, right? Like, you've got guys here and there and everywhere. And it'll be good to have four games. But with these seven games, we'll hopefully do the right things, get the guys the right amount of games. I know there's no player that's not playing less than three. So you know, some guys will play a little bit more, and some guys will play that three.
Go to Porty here in the front.
Hey, have you seen Voronkov now that he's arrived here, and does he look like he's put in the work you challenged him to do this summer?
Yep. So he looks fantastic. I didn't watch the skate, but he came into the office right away, and we had a chat, because, you know, like, when he left, we challenged him to be in fantastic shape. When he gets back, he is.
Go to Ed in the middle.
There were some stretches last season where the team gave up goals in bunches, some long stretches that ultimately might have cost the team a spot in the Stanley Cup playoffs. You're going into 25-26 with the same group. What's your level of comfort, and what do you think can change this season from last season with the defensive
players? Well, I caught the tail end of Don and talking about our defensive core, right? It's the same group, basically. They understand how we want to play the game. They understand how, that systematically, but more our competitive level of and keeping pucks out of the net. We thought we did a great job at the end, as we've talked about. That's what we have to build on. To be honest with you, we're putting the videos together, and we use those last six games. This is who we are, right? This is how we play the game. We stayed in hockey games when maybe we didn't have our legs through those six. There's a lot of challenges that we, had last year that we were going to correct. But we feel real good about not only our defensive core, our goaltending, but our overall structure defensively to keep the puck out of the net to win hockey games.
Second row left here, Tim.
Dean, obviously you had a lot of young guys really going through their first playoff push last season, with the struggles he had in March, even despite the run he had in April to get there. How much of a lesson do you think it was for those guys to kind of see what it takes when the games get really tighter in March, when everything gets more intense? And how have you sensed that those guys have taken those lessons and applied them through the summer to get them ready for camp?
Well, I think it's a great point. Those six games, like, besides the last one, we're in it, right? Like, we're grinding. Like, we were there. We were, the last game, that's the only game that we weren't in a playoff race. So the experience that they gained, the knowledge that we got from all of those games, not only those this season, but it has to help us. And regardless if you're young or old, to go through that and to go through that together, we had a lot of guys come back. If you look at our roster at the end, basically it was our group. Do we hope that will set us up to move forward and give us that little edge or a little more experience to get that first step of making the playoffs? Yeah, for sure we do.
Go to Hedge in the front right.
When we look back at last year and how you guys stayed in it right to the end, you had a number, if not all, of your young players really seem to take a step forward. And sometimes development isn't always linear. How tough is that for them to come back and maybe meet those expectations or exceed them and take another step forward?
Yeah, just to be that little more experienced, that that opportunity to train through the summer and not only get your body in the shape that you need, but your mindset as well, your confidence level coming in. It's such a wonderful time this time. Everybody's so optimistic, right? I mean, it's just like everything's fresh and exciting, and just walking in that room now where, last year walking in that room was a heck of a lot different, right? So you walk in there now, and the banter going back and forth is fantastic. Everybody that's here, basically. We've got a few new faces, but are familiar with each other. They did all the right things to become a team throughout that season last year, and we're looking forward to them to continue that moving forward.
Jeff, second row middle.
Segues right into what I wanted to ask. As far as a year ago at this time, you come in and you're learning so much about these players, this organization. Everything was so new.
Yeah.
Now you've been here a year. You've got to know the guys. You got to know them as people and as players. As a coach, what kind of flexibility does that give you going into this year to change things? You might mention maybe changing some systems a little bit or tweaking them. Like, what does this allow you to do as a coach now that you have a full year with this group and know them the way that you know
yeah,
them?
Yeah, no, it's a good question because we have our base, right? Like, we know how we're going to play the game. Now those little tweaks aren't a massive tweak. We're not teaching our complete neutral zone. They know how we're checking in the neutral zone. They know how we're transitioning in the neutral zone. Now we're going to tweak a couple things. And so it'll be, hopefully the flow will be better. We can get up to speed really quickly so that they're not thinking as much as just reacting, because we know how to play the game and how we want to structurally go about things. And then, as I said earlier, the exciting part for us is that you know, when a player is sitting in that room that's maybe, you know, Charlie Coyle, and he can say, you know, what are we doing in the neutral zone off the neutral zone face-off losses? And, you know, Monahan can say, this is exactly what we do. And as opposed to him, you know, while waiting to talk to a coach or what have you, they'll start teaching themselves, which is exciting for us. I've always said the quicker you can give the room to the players, the better off you're going to be. The accountability, the you know, just taking that you know, forward with their responsibility and understanding how we want to play and accountability and all that kind of stuff. They'll make each other accountable. It won't be as much on us. You know, obviously we'll have to do it, but the players will you know, lead in that area as much as we will.
Go ahead, Porter.
Dean, you probably have a really good idea of what you're looking at lines-wise, pair, yeah, and goal. Is there a question you really want to get answered during training camp? Are there a few questions you want to get answered in training camp, or how do you look at these next couple?
Yeah,
weeks?
No, that's a yeah. We've talked about it, and as we've talked about before, we've got a magnet board that's you know, yeah, it's actually one of the most fun things you can do as a coach. Just play with that magnet board, yeah. And you can flip people around, but then you have to take that into practice and then obviously games. So we're going to see some different combinations, say, you know, D pairs, you know, combinations up front to see if, you know, because we do have whatever, three new forwards that are coming in, you know, so, you know, who fits with them. You know, we know that, you know, Monty and Marchie work well together, right? So, you know, we've got those type of situations within the group, but now we can, you know, maybe put somebody else there. You know, you know, Boone played really well there, just to use them as an example. You know, Voronkov played extremely well there. Chinny's played well there. So, you know, we'll play around with it a little bit and, you know, hopefully find, you know, the right combinations. But to answer your question, I don't think there's one area. It's just we're excited to, you know, to get it going. It's nice to have that familiarity of people who are playing together. But we'll still play with it a little bit, as all coaches do.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, guys.